I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today on a return visit to Huddersfield. Yay! That's not a phrase you hear every day. In his youth, the science fiction writer H.G. Wells worked around West Yorkshire as a charity fundraiser. Wells was inspired to write The Invisible Man when he went into a Dewsbury pub clutching a collecting tin. According to the town's Who's Who, Huddersfield is the birthplace of no fewer than three world-famous people. These are Harold Wilson, the Labour Prime Minister, James Mason, the Hollywood actor, and Ron Smith, the compiler of lists of famous people from Huddersfield. Harold Wilson is commemorated in a statue in St. George's Square in front of the railway station. The 12-foot-high, 9-ton figure was sculpted by Ian Walters, who did it while he was waiting for the delayed 8:50 Trans-Pennine to Manchester Piccadilly. When we see pictures of the avuncular Harold Wilson puffing on his pipe in the Cabinet Office, you'd never guess that he was widely believed to be a Russian-funded drug user who planned the assassination of his political secretary with whom he was having an adulterous affair. Well, today, of course, a Prime Minister would never get away with smoking indoors. Huddersfield is rightly proud of its university. Their students of biomedicine study physiological principles. Their engineers have built our finest infrastructure facilities, while those graduating in arts and humanities have discovered that virtually no one wants extra pickles on their burger. Let's meet the teams. Please welcome on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Rachel Paris. And on my left, Tony Hawks and Marcus Brigstock. And taking his place on the scoring board next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar words. For example, many people don't understand the difference in meaning between the words antipasto and carpaccio. Well, antipasto refers to an hors d'oeuvre comprising cured meats and pickled vegetables, whereas carpaccio is an Italian car body repair shop. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Rachel, you can start.
Benign, what your 8-year-old son will be on his next birthday.
Marcus.
Stockpile, when a sore bottom starts to smell of OXO.
Tim.
Frog march, the Marseillaise.
Tony.
Trump, Yorkshire for the arse end.
Carbolics, Top Gear.
Congenital, fake penis.
Dumpling, a tiny little turd.
Jerks, what a Geordie comedian tells.
Cuckold, a long outlawed wrestling move.
Psychiatric, 3 goals scored using the power of your mind.
Mumble. Mother is talking nonsense again.
Diluted, a Welsh robbery.
Piccaninny, Conservative Party leadership contest.
Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. And this is a variation of the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Sprightly veteran Lionel recently appeared on Celebrity Antiques Road Trip. An unscrupulous dealer sold him to Penelope Keith for 75p. Tim and Rachel, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Tosca. Tosca.
It's an opera, and it's one word, and it goes like this.
Hey, Olivia Colman, isn't it?
Yes, hello.
I thought so. My wife said they looked and sounded nothing like her.
Ha, yes, the actor's gift.
We like you very much and took favourite.
Oh, you're very kind.
They must have won a few awards for that role.
Awards? Well, three.
Three, goodness. Well, one of them, BAFTA.
The BAFTA, yes.
What about to Golden Globe?
Yes, the Golden Globe, yes. Just pipped Emily Blunt to that one.
Oh, to Critics' Circle?
No, not the Critics' Circle.
To People's Choice Award?
No.
To TV Quick?
Sadly not.
Oh, I don't think I'll guess it. Cheerio.
That was so subtle, Tim.
Shall we just say it?
I think it might be Tosca. Yeah.
All right, your turn, Tony and Marcus, please. And here, once more, is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Das Boot. Das Boot.
It's a film and it's two words.
Yes.
Willkommen zu Audi Vorsprung durch Technik.
Danke.
Now, though we love to use technological German words, it is now company policy to refer to the main parts of the vehicle using the English terminology.
England terminology?
Yeah. So das is das steering wheel. Das is der indicator. Das is die handbrake.
Und was ist das?
Ah. Das ist the storage space at the rear of das Automobil.
Oh, they should have another name for that.
Is it das Boot?
Very good. Well, the next game was inspired by the recent ITV show The Masked Singer, an international format where once popular singers perform well-known songs with their identities concealed to a panel of judges. It's certainly a welcome change from the more customary disguise of many of our ageing celebrities, a prison van blanket. In The Masked Singer, viewers tried to guess the identity of the masked celebrities, and we're going to play our version of the game. So, teams, I want you all to close your eyes while our celebrity guest puts on the elaborate mask. And at the piano, ready to accompany the masked celebrity, is Colin Sell. You ready, Colin?
Ready when you are, Jack.
And masked celebrity, are you ready?
Ready when you are, Jack.
All right, teams, let's see if you can guess who it is. Masked singer, off you go.
Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea. Can't you see how happy we shall be? Is that enough?
Yes. Yes, more than enough. Anyone got it?
Is it
no?
Stormzy.
Is it Michael Flatley? Lord of the Dance?
Adele? I think it's Alfie Beau, isn't it?
No. Scarlett Johansson?
No, none of you got it. I can't...
Maybe Colin Sell can guess. I mean, he's good at this.
Yeah, he's good. He
knows who was it, Cole?
I don't know. I can't hear anything.
Well, let's ask the masked singer to join me here at my desk to reveal himself.
OK, here I come.
Sorry about that. The teams leave their buckets everywhere. Right, masked celebrity, reveal yourself.
Who is it?
Is it a celebrity?
Well, it must be a celebrity. We've never seen him before.
It's Colin Sell.
Oh, so that's what he looks like. Yeah.
So let's have a big round of applause for God's sake. It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our in tray is buckling under the weight of a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Radio 4, none of my family can stand you and yours. Best wishes, me and mine." On with the game, and in this difficult financial climate, we're delighted to announce that this game of Mornington Crescent has been sponsored and is brought to you by the good people of the Huddersfield Paintballing Centre. Normal rules apply. Huffs are lateral and shunts must be non-linear. Any incorrect challenges face a punishment at the discretion of the chairman and courtesy of the Huddersfield Paintballing Centre, who've furnished me with this fully loaded JT Splatmaster Z200 shotgun. Let's just see if it's working, shall we? Sorry, Colin, I couldn't try it out on the team members. They're vital to the show. Now, please remember, punishments are colour-coded. Green for an infringement, blue for a misdemeanour, and red for willful contempt. So, goggles on, teams, and off we go. Tim, you can start.
Finchley Road.
Highbury.
Lewisham? Thank you.
Yeah. Is that lateral?
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. That.
Yeah.
It's rather thrown me. Ilford.
Ilford.
That's a no, is it?
No. That's just for that book about the fridge you wrote.
Tottenham Hale.
Tottenham Hale.
Then Canary Wharf.
Ah!
What was that, an infringement?
I just always wanted to do that.
I'm not sure if this will be allowed, but I want to go Hainault.
Hainault?
Well,
sorry,
just to show that we are inclusive on this show. And also, that colour suits you, so...
Thank you.
OK.
Right, you're allowing it, though?
I'm allowing it, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, in that case, I'd better go Tottenham Court Road.
Ooh. Cheney Walk.
Oh! All right. Do your worst, you trigger-happy son of a gun. I can take it, and I say... Leicester Square.
Yeah, that was just for the acting, Tim.
I'm going to say then Waterloo East.
West Acton, then.
Is that not a lateral?
Oh, sorry, Acton Central.
Yes. Yeah. Bank.
Bank, yes, that's right. So is there someone at the back, half asleep? That's woken her up.
Bank, eh? Vauxhall.
Vauxhall.
Oh.
Actually, sorry, that was a mistake. I've been overruled with VAR. I've just been...
Oh, so it works. Oh.
Sorry, no, there was a mistake again. I hadn't been overruled, so I had to shoot you again. Just to be clear.
Stockwell.
Stockwell,
That's a huff. That's not lateral, is it?
It's, no, that's permitted because we had the opening of Finchley with Tim, so we can let that one go. No, we play properly or it makes no sense.
Well, if that's allowed, I'll go Golders Green.
Golders Green. Very good.
I find it rather difficult to play. My goggles have steamed up.
And we all know why. Keep your hands above the desk, Tony.
Well, something to make the game more interesting. Heathrow Terminals 1, 2 and 3.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh. Yes. Oh.
Well, I'm going to test the teams on their knowledge of movies next in a game called Cinema Straplines. I will read out some genuine but incomplete straplines to a series of famous films, and your job is to try to complete them, please. So you can start, please, Tony, and this is the first incomplete cinema strapline. It's from the Bourne Ultimatum. This summer, Jason Bourne comes...
Then apologises.
Comes home. Here's one for you, Tim. This is from Ghostbusters. They ain't afraid of no...
Double negative.
no ghost. Rachel, how about this one? From the 1967 film Wait Until Dark. Audrey Hepburn as a blind woman playing a deadly game of...
Darts.
Game of survival. And one for you, Marcus. It's from The Exorcist. Somewhere between science and superstition, there is another world. The world of...
Leather.
The world of darkness.
Oh.
Back to you now, Tony. It's a strapline from the film Braveheart. His passion captivated a queen. His courage inspired a nation. His...
accent baffled everyone.
It's actually his heart defied an empire. This one's a strapline for you, Tim. It's from Once Upon a Time in the West. There were three men in her life, one to take her, one to love her, and one to...
put the bins out.
What about this one, Rachel? It's from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. The man with the hat is back, and this time he's...
too old to do his own stunts.
Springing his dad is what it was. And finally, Marcus is one from the Big Lebowski. They figured he was a lazy, time-wasting slacker. They were...
sorry they made him Prime Minister.
All right, here are some for any of you to finish off, right? This is from the film Seven. Detective Somerset is looking for a way out. Detective David Mills is looking for a way in. Now they're caught in a...
revolving door.
They're caught in a game where the price of sin is death. And how about this one? It's from Jaws. There is a creature alive today which has survived millions of years of evolution. Without change, without passion, without logic, a mindless eating machine, it will attack and devour anything. Try to imagine...
Eamon Holmes, but with bigger teeth.
Meeting the devil with jaws. This is from the film Gandhi. His strategy was peace. His weapon was...
hanging out of his dhoti.
This is humanity. This is from Rosemary's Baby. Conceived in terror, born in...
Bradford.
This one's from The Terminator. In the year of darkness, the rulers of this planet devised the ultimate plan. They would reshape the future by changing the past. The plan required something that felt no pity, no pain, no fear. Something unstoppable. They created...
Dominic Cummings.
And finally, Dunkirk. It's from Dunkirk. When 400,000 men couldn't get home...
Northern Rail considered it not a bad evening.
Well, the next game is a musical one entitled Song Stoppers. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. And to provide piano accompaniment, we have Colin Sell. And, actually, listeners may be interested to learn that on a recent Desert Island Discs appearance, legendary conductor Sir Simon Rattle chose Colin's recording of Chopin's Nocturne in E-flat major as his final disc. Apparently he wasn't allowed a real frisbee. You can go first, Tony and Marcus, and can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
There's a kind of hush...
And let's keep it that way.
Where have all the flowers gone?
It's called winter, Tony. It happens every year. A, you're adorable. B,
bugger off. What would you do if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk on me?
What did you say, Tony?
Oh!
Are you still singing?
That was one of the best radio jokes we've done. Do you know the way to San Jose?
In 40 yards. Turn left.
Red and yellow and pink and green.
Yes, we're a little worried about your stools, Mr. Bridson.
What's it all about, Alfie?
Well, basically, you have to get to Mornington Crescent.
Oh.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river.
I don't have to. I live in Hebden Bridge.
Your turn now. Tim and Rachel, can we have your first line medley now, please?
I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes.
Yes, dear, it's arthritis.
We skip the light fandango, turned cartwheels across the floor.
Just blow in here, will you, madam?
If I should stay, I would only be in your way.
I agree, just go to work. One for the money.
And how much for the pair? Oh, please, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Too late, you'll have to collect your parcel from the depot.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Aww. time to fit in a quick round of Yorkshire Songbook. I'm pleased to say our own Sven has been endearing himself to some of the locals after catching the eye of its elderly conductor. He was even asked to act as a temporary stand-in for the rather depleted local colliery band who rehearse at the disused pithead. After the old man gave him a private tour, Sven said he was pleasantly surprised to see the old shaft still working. And later very pleased to be able to provide some welcome relief to his horn section. In this round, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest titles of songs likely to prove popular in Yorkshire. And you can start this one, Tim.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in Middlesbrough with you.
Marcus.
All the Dingle Ladies, all the Dingle Ladies.
Tony.
Hey, up, town girl.
Rachel.
Ain't no sunshine.
No woman, no pie.
Baby, it's coal outside.
Whitby, baby, one more time.
And, of course, the lovely Christopher's gravy in bed.
Whip it up and start again.
I guess that's why they call it the ooze.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, Hebden is a place near Thirsk.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the living room of life is plunged into near darkness by the eco-bulb of eternity, and the shin of serenity is painfully scraped on the occasional table of time, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself and our audience here in Huddersfield, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Timbra Taylor, Marcus Brigstock, Rachel Paris and Tony Hawkes, who have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steen, and the producer was John Naismith.
And next week at the same time, Jack will be back to marshal some more